707 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Norwig, Dr. Bill Williams, Kane with traffic. Kelly will be back later on this week. And your chance to turn up your voice coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Phone number 343-0106, 343-0106. That works for a text right now. Dr. Bill calling for high around 90 today, 71 at our studios. And three big things. Top of the list on FMTalk1065.com. Number one here, House District 102 race likely to be decided today. Those 58 provisional ballots to be counted. Also in the news, the woman at the center of the Waffle House arrest video has been found guilty. This happened yesterday. Shakeisha Clemens, a woman who was in that video, a lot of discussion about, found guilty of disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. Charges stemming from her arrest back on April 22nd. Saraland Judge Irwin said he wanted to be clear that he's judging that it's guilty because the legal definitions have been met. He said it has nothing to do with the emotions in this case. Cell phone video was taken at the Saraland Waffle House where Saraland police say Clemens was drunk. It shows her threatening Waffle House employees and her refusal to leave the restaurant. Clemens' lawyer said she was just trying to get the corporate phone number for Waffle House. Clemens and her supporters want the charges dropped over how she was treated. A group brought petitions with 50,000 signatures to City Hall on June 19th demanding that the charges be dropped. Last night, the judge ordered a $200 fine plus court cost on the resisting arrest charge, along with $200 fine for disorderly conduct charge. Clemens was also sentenced to 10 days, but the days are suspended for 1 year of informal probation. Clemens has 14 days to file an appeal if she chooses to do so. Comment yesterday evening from her attorney, Marcus Fox, also activist Tamika Mallory, speaking to WKRG.
We do disagree with the verdict. As for the question of whether or not the things that we heard here today are undisputed and beyond a reasonable doubt, we disagree with that as well. We have entered an oral notice of appeal. We expect to take this case to the next level and try this before a jury of our peers.
They threw Shakeisha Clemens to the ground after derobing her. It was wrong, and there is nothing that you can say that will make us believe anything different. The judge and all those folks who are in that courtroom tonight that lied are wrong, period.
You think there was racism?
I think that's all the comments for the
Thank
night.
You.
Thank you.
I think it's racism.
All right, some comments from last night there in Saraland, and we'll get your comments on that coming up after 8 o'clock when we turn up your voice. Check in with News 5 next.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police need your help finding a woman who stole a truck and debit card from a home in Wilmer. Police say the woman with blonde hair and striped shirt stole a gray Chevy Silverado from a home on Dallam Drive. Inside the center console was a debit card. Police say the suspect used the card at a Circle K at the corner of Lot Road and McCrary Drive in Sims for gas and other purchases. She also booked a room at the Super 8 Motel but never checked in. A man is in jail for allegedly sexually assaulting two women at Knife Point. Police say 20-year-old Shaquille Dunn attacked the women in West Mobile over the past month. One woman reportedly drove to meet him at his house on Post Oak Court when she was attacked. Dunbar will be in court Wednesday. After nearly a month on the run, a man wanted for shooting and killing a teen in Northwest Florida is in custody. 18-year-old Demetrius Caesar was captured in Louisiana yesterday. He'll be charged with homicide and the death of Abel Kane. Kane was shot and killed June 27th at the Oakwood Terrace Apartments in Pensacola. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Attention Mobile, announcing a one-day sale Saturday, August 4th of the best Mobile Bay waterfront opportunities in a decade. The final phase of a successful Mobile Bay community just 10 minutes from downtown stalled during the recession. It's time to sell at below the market prices. Saturday, August 4th only, $10,000 off all dockable waterfront home sites with direct access to Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. $5,000 off all water access home sites with free covered boat slips. Some examples, direct bay access with covered boat slips was $19,900, now $14,900. 2 acres dockable waterfront with covered boat slips was $44.9, now $34.9. Biomobile Bay in a prime location with spectacular boating and fishing for 50 cents on the dollar or less. Direct bay access $14.9, dockable waterfront $34.9. Call or click 877bigview.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Good morning, 712 on FM Talk 106.5. This segment of Mobile Mornings brought to you by LinkedIn. If you're a business owner or if you run a business, you probably know the right hire can have a huge impact on your business. It's crucial that you make sure your job posts reach the most qualified candidates. You could try posting on job boards, but do you really know who will see it? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce, 70. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. Insights that are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. It's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. And right now you can go to LinkedIn.com/WAVH to get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WAVH for $50 off. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think. 713 now on FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Mississippi Braves 7-3 last night. Mobile fell behind 7-0 entering the seventh inning and put three runs on the board, but were unable to complete the comeback. Tonight, game two of the five-game series in Mississippi. First pitch is set for 7 o'clock. In the major leagues, Atlanta crushed Miami 12-1. Cincinnati defeated St. Louis 2-1, even though Cardinals starting pitcher Daniel Ponce de Leon nearly threw a no-hitter in his professional debut.
Throw some strikes, really get deep in the game, give our team a chance, and it's an unfortunate loss.
Ponce de Leon pitched 7 innings without allowing a hit before he was taken out of the game. Tampa Bay beat the Yankees 7-6. The Boston Red Sox got the win over Baltimore 5-3. The Los Angeles Dodgers hit 4 home runs in a 7-6 win over Philadelphia. Here's LA's Chris Taylor hitting his 12th of the season.
Taylor drives the ball the other way. That one is deep. That one is gone. The third solo home run in the first 2 innings against Eflin, who entered the game having allowed just 6 home runs all year.
Pittsburgh won their 10th game in a row, 7-0 over Cleveland. Milwaukee beat Washington 6-1, and Arizona beat the Chicago Cubs 7-1. Some bad news for Tim Tebow fans that were hoping he would get a chance to play in the majors this season. Former Heisman Trophy winner and current New York Mets minor leaguer is likely to miss the remainder of the season with a broken bone in his right hand. Tebow was injured on Friday night when his Binghamton Rumble Ponies were playing the Trenton Thunder. Tebow will have surgery today. He's expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. The first Alabama Crimson Tide game of the season against the Louisville Cardinals now 39 days away. But fans of the Tide will not have to wait that long to watch Bama on TV. Yesterday, ESPN announced that they will air a 4-part series following the defending champions preparing for the upcoming season. The show is named Training Days Rolling with the Tide. First episode will air on Thursday, August the 9th at 6 p.m. United States swimmer Ryan Lochte has been suspended for 14 months by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency after receiving an intravenous infusion.
In his vein.
There you go. That's the easiest way to say it. One of those IVs.
Yeah.
And he did that without a therapeutic use exemption. Big no-no, according to USADA. The 12-time Olympic medalist. Well, they call it the Anti-Doping Agency to begin with.
Yeah.
He's too much of a dope.
That's right.
He can't get away with anything. He took a photo of himself on social media receiving the IV right after a race.
And I mean, here's the problem. I would say a normal person would know better than that, but Lochte, I don't know. He's a normal person. I don't know in his street smarts seems limited. But why do we, I mean, he's an athlete. Why do we expect him to be a genius?
I don't know. But one of the best tweets I saw yesterday. Do you remember the LeBron James Sports Illustrated cover when he left Cleveland the first time and went to Miami, and everyone used that as a meme to rip him? Well, I saw the same thing pop up yesterday where it said Ryan Lochte is older than I am. Just think about that. Ryan Lochte older than LeBron James. Everybody loves to tear LeBron James up every single chance they get. But Ryan Lochte, older than him, making a lot more mistakes.
And he still doesn't know better.
They did say that Lochte cooperated fully with their investigation. His suspension's retroactive, which means it ends in July of 2019, and Lochte would be eligible to participate in the 2020 Summer Olympics. And in NBA news, All-Star forward Carmelo Anthony reportedly planning to sign a one-year, $2.4 million contract with the Houston Rockets. That's once he's released by the Atlanta Hawks. 7:18 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Sam, put your shoes on. We're headed to the doctor in 10 minutes.
Okay, Mom. Hey, am I going to have to get a shot?
Yes. It's time for your yearly vaccines. We have to make sure all your vaccines are up to date before you start back to school. I have to provide a record to the school.
Alabama law requires children of all ages to be up to date on their immunizations before attending school. Every child needs to be vaccinated against polio, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, also known as whooping cough, measles, mumps, rubella, and chickenpox.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join me for Midday Mobile, weekdays at noon, for local talk. The latest news, sports, pop, and unpop culture. Live, local, and fresh with your calls and opinions every weekday starting at noon right here on FM Talk 106.5. Turning up your voice.
From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, eastbound and westbound I-10 across the Bayway. We're looking good so far. And now, Mobile Police Department state troopers are telling us no accidents. Airport, Schillinger, Cottage Hill, University, Government, and even Moffitt and 65 looking good so far. From Tillman's Corner, Theodore, Daphne, Spanish Ford, it's a good ride in. Enjoy a West Coast wineberry dinner at the Trellis Room inside the Battle House Hotel. They've teamed up with the United Johnson Brothers, hosting a 4-course, 5-wine-pairing dinner featuring wines from Justin Winery in California. For reservations, call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 72 now at FM Talk 106.5. About 7:35, we'll check in with Dr. Bill. Discussion of our work week forecast. Also, a look at the tropics. A little drier yesterday. Same thing for today. Everything's relative. I mean, it's July and it's the Gulf Coast, but a little drier. Hey, we'll take it. We'll talk to Doc at 7:35. Heads up here, too. I was doing this last night. So I was paying bills, doing my online bill pay, looking at paying off the credit card things. And I looked at the rates on credit card. You know, they'll show you your rate. And then if, I don't know, if you get money, there's another rate. You know, the stuff I never do, there's like, you can get money for this rate.
Yeah.
Okay. And I started thinking, man, you know, those rates are going up, up, up as the interest rate going up from bank to bank. Of course, credit card rates will increase. If you're carrying balances, why not start paying less in interest on those balances? If you're saving money, the best way to do it is not pay it in interest cost. And why don't you do this? Refinance your credit card debt with a consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds or even maybe thousands of dollars a month and lower your interest rate. LightStream
LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with auto pay, lower than average credit card interest rate, which is average 18-19% around the country. You can get your funds also as early as today. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So say goodbye to high interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. Y'all can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way for you to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name. It's LightStream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information. All right, a couple things here. News breaking as of this morning from our news partners at WKRG. Says News 5 has confirmed the names of two victims in that fatal boat crash from Sunday. Troopers say 39-year-old Stephen Engel picked up three strangers from the causeway. Now, this is, once again, back to what they said yesterday. This seems odd to me. Mm-hmm. Picked up three strangers from the causeway at a dock at around 11 a.m. Sunday. Crashed shortly thereafter. One woman was killed on the scene. It's been identified now as 28-year-old Brittany Ann Lell of Dothan. Also, 60-year-old Bobby Darrell Lambert was critically injured and transported via helicopter before he died from his injuries. 41-year-old Erica Lynn Arenal Mullen of Dothan was airlifted from the scene and remains in critical condition. Of course, Engel was arrested for operating a boat under the influence and later released on bond from jail, which I saw on Twitter yesterday. A lot of people were shocked about the amount on, you know, that low bond, they thought. But those, you know, that's what the law states. The law states that's the bond. What is interesting is if he is found guilty of this, will it be a second offense? Because we're looking at the fact that he had a DUI. This would be a BUI. Would this be considered? Because obviously the fines and the possible jail time go up for a second offense. Now, the other part of it is, are we looking at a manslaughter charge with fatalities and injuries? And we looked through the code for BUIs yesterday, and there's definitely an increase in penalties and possible jail time for injuries and for fatalities when there's a BUI.
Yeah, and you would hope, or at least I can't put words in anyone else's mouth, but I would hope that a second under the influence of any kind, whether the first was on land or on water, and whether the second was on land or on water, you would hope that that would carry an extra, you know, punishment rather than it being the first offense.
Right, and it does, when we looked at it for DUI to DUI and BUI to BUI, but I'm going to guess here, and I'm still looking for some clarity, that it doesn't matter what vehicle you're operating. They should go in the same column, I would guess.
And that DUI came back in 2002. That's when he was arrested. That's when Engel was arrested for DUI. And then in 2005, he was arrested on a charge of reckless endangerment. And not a whole lot of information out about those specific arrests, but he has been arrested twice before this wreck this weekend.
Yeah, well, sometimes it takes a visual to shock people into taking something seriously. You can go through our website, link through to the story from WKRG. Look at the pictures. Go social media. Look at the pictures there of, it looks like about an 18-foot welded, heavy-duty welded aluminum boat that absolutely, it's not dented, y'all. It is turned up like almost a 90-degree angle on the front.
Yeah, yesterday you used the word folded.
Yes.
It had folded over.
Yes.
He ran into
Hard. It hits that hard. And it really, really is shocking, and maybe it's a good thing to see. I saw it over the weekend with I don't think BUI stuff, but people not paying attention to the rules of the road. You know, you have to get your vessel license in the state of Alabama. Who has the right of way on the water? Which side do you pass on? These kind of things. Often I'd like to hand out a little pamphlet along the waterways and say, because what I'll do when it gets like that, I just stop. If somebody looks like they got no idea of the rule for there, I just stop, yeah, and let them do what they're going to do, and then we go.
Let the danger pass.
That's right.
And, there's been more and more discussion here in Mobile and also in Baldwin County when people are arrested. We've been talking about the amount that they're let out on bond more than ever, it seems, over the last year. But I'm more interested in, I mean, because this happened on Sunday right around midday, right?
Right. Well, maybe, Sunday maybe afternoon. Sunday.
But he was out of jail by 10:30 Sunday night.
They said five and a half hours and from the time of arrest to the time to be let out of jail.
See, I've always thought that there was like a drunk tank law where you to be held overnight. Or until
you were sober, right?
Right, and you wouldn't think that however long, if it happened during the middle of the day, that he would be let out on Sunday night, but that appears to be exactly what happened. He was out by 10:30 on Sunday night.
All right, so, I mean, we'll keep our eyes on this story. It has a lot of people out there talking. Just let it be a cautionary tale for all of us to get out on the water. All right, 726 FM Talk 106.5. It's that time of year, Dalton, the time of year that we'd go through the list of top baby names.
Great.
You know, the... This is every year. I mean,
Ponce
every year.
Ponce de Leon.
Right. Ponce de Leon is top of the list. No, we're joking. But this is the baby names of the year. I think I've been doing these lists, I don't know, for 20 years in radio or more.
Yeah, since the name was Harold. That was the top name, I think, back then.
It was Augustus. The website nameberry.com just went through Social Security Administration's data on baby names from last year, and they found some of the crazier names, at least according to nameberry.com, that multiple parents decide to give their kids. So these are not one-offs. These are people who more than one set of parents out there named their children this.
Okay.
Okay. One is an acronym. Okay. One is a despotic dictator.
Oh, no.
One is a 80s hair band. One is the name of two things, an Egyptian god and a terrorist group. One is the name of the devil. One is what cows say. Well, let me just get to the list.
Yeah.
Number 10 on the list, 6 children in America last year named Slayer.
Oh, God. That's all just 6?
Slayer. And, I mean, of course, maybe people think of somebody who slays. I think of it as a child of the 80s, right, as the band Slayer. The, honest to goodness, 6 girls have been named A, B, C, D, E.
Oh, why?
A, B, C, D, E. 7 boys in the country last year named Stalin.
No.
Stalin. You think that's one of those names, like Adolf, that should not be nearly as popular.
No.
Yo-Yo. Like Yo-Yo Ma, I guess. 10 girls named Yo-Yo last year. 11 boys were named Arson. Now, here's my son, Arson Sullivan.
Yeah, it's close to my brother's name.
Yes, but this has no C. This is just Arson. 7 girls and 6 boys were named Moo last year. 12 girls and 6 boys were named ESPN.
No way.
It's there. 24 boys in the United States named Lucifer last year.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's going to be a little tough getting a job. 51 girls named Isis, and 141 babies in the U.S. named Tesla in 2017. The heck is wrong with us people? All right, Dr. Bill's on the way. News 5 right now.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. People who live in Maysville came out to a community meeting last night and grilled Mayor Sandy Simpson about a proposal to tear down Lab People Stadium.
We do not have to make this decision within the next 2 weeks.
The mayor says it's all about the city's limited finances and getting out of the burden that is the decaying 70-year-old stadium. But the crowd wasn't having it. Stimson repeatedly tried to tell a sometimes hostile crowd at Williamson High School last night that the $10 million he wants to give South Alabama shouldn't be seen as a gift to USA, but a way to save the senior and Dollar General bowls. 2 inmates are back in custody after an early morning escape from the Loxley Work Release Center. 21-year-old Cantorius White and 22-year-old Damon Densmore separated after the escape. White was recaptured by Loxley police, and canines were tracking Densmore when he was spotted by a nearby logging crew. He was taken into custody about a mile from Wind Creek Casino in Atmore. A kidnapping suspect on the run for several days in Mississippi is in custody. Paul Heathcoe is accused of kidnapping his girlfriend and holding her against her will for 3 days. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Celebrate your independence during the month of July with a Liberty Safe during Mike Ward's Scratch and Dent Truckload Sale, now going on. Save hundreds on slightly blemished Liberty Safes with a lifetime replaceable warranty and a fire or attempted break-in. Best of all, have your Liberty Safe delivered up to 50 miles ground floor at no extra charge. Financing for 12 months at 0% interest is available with approved credit. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt and Mobile. Call 471-1137.
President Trump has let it be known he's considering revoking the security clearances of a half dozen former national security officials. They include former CIA directors John Brennan and Michael Hayden, former director of national intelligence James Clapper, and former national security advisor Susan Rice. Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons says he knows why.
The list of who's being singled out exactly coincides with those who've been publicly critical of the president. This is the sort of attack on free speech, the press, and the rights of individuals to speak out in our country that really doesn't serve the president well.
President Trump is busy tweeting this morning, declaring, quote, tariffs are the greatest and threatening to impose additional penalties on U.S. trading partners. This as he prepares for negotiations with European officials at the White House. Syria says Israel targeted and shot down a Syrian fighter jet while it was conducting raids inside Syrian airspace, not Israeli airspace, as Israel says. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The Trump administration is gearing up to undo an Obama-era policy that boosts minimum auto fuel efficiency and lets California regulate vehicle emissions for its residents. Bloomberg reports the EPA will ask to revoke a federal Clean Air Act waiver empowering California to set vehicle emission standards. And the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration will argue that a 1975 fuel efficiency law prevents the state from regulating greenhouse gas emissions. The move would likely set off a chain reaction of litigation. Live poultry and backyard flocks are linked to several multi-state outbreaks of salmonella infections that have now sickened 212 people in 44 states. The CDC notes that young children are especially vulnerable because their immune systems are still developing and they're more likely to put items in their mouth. Today is National Tequila Day. As part of the celebration, several restaurant chains will offer special deals and drinks, including On the Border and Acapulco Joe's. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. Yeah, I'll tell you what. We'll pull back the curtain here. What we were talking about right before we went on the air, and we talked yesterday about hail coming out of some of those thunderstorms inland on Sunday, and I sent you a picture of one hailstone from near Andalusia that was found. That was, I think they said, 3 inches in diameter, and you pointed out, too, that the hailstone like that is actually a collection of hailstones, right?
Yeah, those really big hailstones are usually a collection of several that have merged together on the way down. So they may start out as a single one, but they'll collide and merge together with others. And, of course, they can get very, very big. We've had reports in the Great Plains of hailstones getting up to 1 pound or more. So that's pretty big.
That doesn't just like dent a shingle. That could, I mean, at a pound, that joker go through your roof.
Exactly. Yeah, that's pretty like a meteorite.
Wow. Okay. So, but we're good today. None of those big thunderstorms, or what are you seeing?
We could see a few of those isolated thunderstorms develop today, most likely closer to the coast. We have a stationary front just offshore. That's good because it's giving us some dry air. It'll be another warm day today, up around 92 degrees, and again, that slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Tonight, we'll cool into the low 70s, and then tomorrow, a repeat of today, mostly sunny, isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon, and high temperatures in the lower 90s. Rest of the week for Thursday, Friday, it'll be in the low 90s with a few afternoon thunderstorms. Saturday, mid-90s, and still mostly sunny with afternoon thunderstorms, and looks like about the same for Sunday. So we've got A lot of sunshine over the next few days and warm temperatures, but the humidity will be lower than normal, so that's good.
Yeah, we'll take what we can get absolutely here in July, and then let's look at the tropics, because it seems like, I don't know, whoever would be in charge of tracking storms coming off the African coast across the Atlantic may be a little bit like the Maytag repairman over the last couple weeks. It's been quiet.
That could be the pattern for the rest of the season, because the waters are still below normal out in the distant Atlantic. That's where some of those tracks, very long tracks, develop off the African coast, where most of these tropical waves that are coming off now are dissipating as they come off the African continent, as the waters are still quite cool. So it appears now that the prime areas for any kind of development would be the western Atlantic, particularly the Gulf Stream and the Bahamas, and, of course, also the Gulf of Mexico. The Caribbean is not a good place right now for development, because the upper air winds are fairly strong out of the west coming across the Caribbean. So areas from the Gulf and on through the Bahamas and the Gulf Stream, that may be the prime territory as we get into the heart of the hurricane season.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll keep updated with what you're seeing right now on through when November is late, even though everybody seems to think hurricane season's over in October, it goes through November.
Goes through November, and of course we've had a few examples of storms that did go into December, but officially the season ends November 30th.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. And yeah, we referenced it last hour. You maybe heard an update there at the bottom of the hour news today, because every day of the year now is National Something Day, and quite often there are multiple things on a given day.
Yeah, and sometimes they don't match.
No,
like, you
quite often
have two
they
opposite
don't,
things.
Yeah, quite often they don't match. If one doesn't work for you, you take the other. But this one is National Tequila Day, which, let me just ask this question to the people that set these things. Shouldn't National Tequila Day float like certain holidays, so it ends up on a Friday or Saturday night?
Yeah, you can't have Tequila Day midweek.
Like a Tuesday. Maybe it's trying to keep people in line. Say, listen, we can govern this, we can put some brakes on this if we make National Tequila Day a Tuesday.
Or, and maybe I'm being cynical here, but maybe the Mexican restaurants all banded together and said, hey, we're already making enough money on the weekends.
We're slow on a Tuesday, right. So let's do this. You know what? I might just be as cynical as you are. The list here, a survey of Americans and how they like their tequila. 76% of us say we like margaritas. Only 1% of people that they surveyed said they had never ordered a margarita.
Only 1%?
1% of the people they surveyed, which is probably a bunch of people at tequila night. number two on their list, 67% of people prefer frozen margarita over one on the rocks. 67%?
Yeah, I'm part of the minority there.
Yeah, me too. Okay, I'll tell you what. I mean, I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to judge you if you like your frozen margarita, but I will suggest that if you do, you drink it out of a novelty straw. if you're getting the frozen margarita, you have to drink it through one of those loop-de-loop straws.
That's what I was going to ask. The loop-de-loop ones or which novelty straws?
Any kind
straws?
Of zany, but I think the loop-de-loop. If you're going to sit at the table and drink a frozen margarita, you do that. 24% of people say they have trouble only drinking one. Well, there you go. Also, 26% of people in the survey always lick the salt off the rim of the glass. 14% never do. Like I say, the salt is part of it for me.
Yeah, that's the only reason I get margaritas.
I'm a sucker for that. I'm like, yeah, the drink was good, but this salt is awesome. And finally, only 4% of people they surveyed said they had never tried tequila or a margarita.
That's 4%. That's still low, I guess. I would think more would probably have never tried it.
It's the state of Utah checking in. That's
and so tomorrow, National Apology Day, or what's coming up tomorrow?
I don't know, but I did see on Twitter that Waffle House... Waffle House on Twitter says, to those celebrating National Tequila Day, we'll be there for you tomorrow. Waffle House, well done.
Thank y'all's, you, Waffle House.
Your Twitter game is strong this morning, Waffle House. Nicely done. 740, we're coming right back.
I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
When a child plays with blocks, the skills of a future engineer, rocket scientist, contractor, and architect are developing. A child on the playground is practicing the skills of a future athlete. When a child creates art, the skills of a future illustrator, author, and artist are being discovered. In a first-class pre-K classroom, children do all these things and discover a lifetime love of learning. For more information on pre-K, go to children.alabama.gov or just Google pre-K in Alabama. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Early Childhood Education, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Nice ride coming in from Baldwin County from Daphne and Spanish Forks across the Bayway. Some traffic through the Bankhead Tunnel on Government Street and heading over towards Spring Hill Avenue, Dolphin, and Old Shell Road. But the good news is a few accidents we've had. Officers have moved out of the roadways. Pretty quiet start so far this morning on the way in. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer with the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn. Get the details and make reservations at Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 7:42 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams, also Kane with traffic, and I don't know, Baker's dozen of y'all with suggestions of other tequila songs. Dalton will back me up here. I know it each year that's coming, and I just the one of the few luxuries I have of anchoring this show is that if we're going to pick all the tequila, there's a lot of great ones. Maybe we'll play some more in the 8 o'clock hour, but I always need to hear the champs and tequila first because the song amuses me greatly, whether it be from, like you were pointing out in the movie, The Sandlot,
yep,
when it played, or Pee-wee's Big Adventure when he does the dance there at the biker bar. I'm sorry, it's the champs tequila is number one on my list of tequila songs.
If there, and I'm sure there's probably a ranker.com article on this, but ranking the greatest tequila songs, if that's not number one, nothing else deserves to be number one.
It's just as tequila songs, and listen, the Eagles with songs about tequila. Yeah, you got
I even like
Jose Cuervo's song with Shelley West out there. But the champs, man, that's the defining moment for the champs.
Personal favorite of mine, Joe Nichols, Tequila Makes Her Clothes Fall Off. That's a good one.
Great song. Great song. But is it as catchy as the champs and tequila?
No way.
Okay, thank you. That's all I'm saying. I'm not coming down on any of the other songs. They're great. They're just not the champs and tequila.
And a lot of people point out, because we're wondering why National Tequila Day, why in the world it would fall on a Tuesday and not on a Friday, Saturday, or even a Thursday.
Why wouldn't they let it float, right?
And a lot of people commenting, well, duh, it's Taco Tuesday. They got to match up Taco Tuesday with Tequila Tuesday, right?
It's all about the alliteration, for sure. By the way, just check the president's Twitter feed at Real Donald Trump. This one goes into a discussion that has come up on the Midday Show a couple times. We've had a lot of fun, actually, talking about not just the kind of the mainstream news cycle pointing fingers at each other, but a real discussion of tariffs and free trade and the battle back and forth. Like an academic, not a oh yeah argument, but a one kind of bringing up the ideas,
because it's such a complex
it is
thing that it's not like arguing who's the better team, Clemson or Alabama. I mean, there's a lot more depth to this conversation.
So, the president getting back into this on Twitter this morning, as his leadoff sentence on his tweet is tariffs are the greatest. President leads off, tariffs are the greatest. Then he says, either a country which has treated the United States unfairly on trade negotiates a fair deal or gets hit with tariffs. Tariffs is capitalized in every place. It's as simple as that, and everybody's talking. Remember, we are the piggy bank that's being robbed. All will be great. Listen, it brings up a great discussion about tariffs. I don't know whether that's kind of what the president's getting into, but I'm sorry, the lead-off sentence, tariffs are the greatest.
Yeah, no, I think that's, isn't that why we became America? Right. Didn't have something
that
to do with
taxation.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
there was, gotcha.
That was what we, yes, that was the tariffs levied by the English on things that we wanted and things that we were selling. But tariffs are the greatest. Thinking bumper sticker material right there. 746, coming right back.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during the Ram Summer Clearance Event, get 0% financing for 6 years, plus no monthly payments for 90 days on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, shop more great deals on powerful Ram trucks, and check out Ram 1500's tremendous towing and payload capacities. And right now, get 0% financing for 6 years, plus no monthly payments for 90 days on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Your dedication goes beyond what's expected, and when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. Hurry into the Ram Summer Clearance Event for a great deal and see your local Ram dealer today. 0% APR financing for 72 months equals $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital, regardless of down payment. Deferred monthly payments for well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery by 7/31/18. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police need your help finding a woman who stole a truck and debit card from a home in Wilmer. Police say the woman with blonde hair and striped shirt stole a gray Chevy Silverado from a home on Dallam Drive. Inside the center console was a debit card. Police say the suspect used the card at a Circle K at the corner of Lot Road and McCrary Drive in Sims for gas and other purchases. She also booked a room at the Super 8 Motel but never checked in. A man is in jail for allegedly sexually assaulting two women at knife point. Police say 20-year-old Shaquille Dunbar attacked the women in West Mobile over the past month. One woman reportedly drove to meet him at his house on Post Oak Court when she was attacked. Dunbar will be in court Wednesday. After nearly a month on the run, a man wanted for shooting and killing a teen in Northwest Florida is in custody. 18-year-old Demetrius Caesar was captured in Louisiana yesterday. He'll be charged with homicide and the death of Abel Kane. Kane was shot and killed June 27th at the Oakwood Terrace Apartments in Pensacola. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard, and to his family, all he gave. Then one day, he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, "Dave, now what are you gonna do?" Said, "Mobile Bay Coins is a place you need to go." So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
749, this is FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for getting your day started with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Mobile Bay Bears lost their 11th game in a row last night to the Mississippi Braves, 7-3. Mobile fell behind early, 7-0. They put three runs on the board in the seventh inning, but were unable to complete the comeback. Tonight, game two of the five-game series in Pearl, Mississippi. First pitch set for 7 o'clock. In the major leagues, Atlanta crushed Miami 12-1 yesterday. Cincinnati defeated St. Louis 2-1, even though Cardinals starting pitcher Daniel Ponce de Leon nearly threw a no-hitter in his professional debut.
Just wanted to throw some strikes and hopefully get deep in the game, give our team a chance, and it's an unfortunate loss.
Ponce de Leon pitched 7 innings without allowing a hit before he was taken out of the game. Tampa Bay beat the Yankees 7-6. The Boston Red Sox got the win over Baltimore 5-3. The Los Angeles Dodgers hit 4 home runs in a 7-6 win over Philadelphia. Here's LA's Chris Taylor hitting his 12th of the season.
Taylor drives the ball the other way. That one is deep. That one is gone. The third solo home run in the first two innings against Eflin, who entered the game having allowed just 6 home runs all year.
Pittsburgh won their 10th game in a row, 7-0 over Cleveland. Milwaukee beat Washington 6-1, and Arizona beat the Chicago Cubs 7-1. Some bad news for Tim Tebow fans that were hoping he would get a chance to play in the majors this season. Former Heisman Trophy winner and current New York Mets minor leaguer is likely to miss the remainder of the season with a broken bone in his right hand. Tebow was injured on Friday night when the team that he plays on, the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, Yes, the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, they're playing the Trenton Thunder on Friday night. That's when Tebow was injured. They put him on the disabled list. Tebow will have surgery today. He's expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. First Alabama Crimson Tide football game of the season against the Louisville Cardinals now 39 days away. But fans of the Tide will not have to wait that long to watch Bama on TV. Yesterday, ESPN announced that they will air a four-part series showing the defending champions preparing for the upcoming season. The show is named Training Days, Rolling with the Tide. And the first episode will air on Thursday, August the 9th at 6 p.m., and subsequent three episodes will air on Wednesday nights. United States swimmer Ryan Lochte has been suspended for 14 months by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency after receiving an IV infusion without a therapeutic use exemption. The 12-time Olympic medalist posted a photo of himself on Instagram on May the 24th receiving an IV infusion. USADA said that Lochte cooperated fully with their investigation. His suspension is retroactive to the day that he made that post, and it'll end on in July of 2019, which means that Lochte will be eligible to participate in the 2020 Summer Olympics. 7:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, and thank you to Daniel and to other texters this morning for just reminding me that in all my years of radio, when I landed here, it's the best audience in all radio. When you're reading a story about Ponce de Leon and we get to make Fountain of Youth jokes on the text line, it's my kind of audience. So it's good stuff. 7:52, we'll be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. It's been a great start this morning. Light traffic as you're traveling from Tillman's Corner and Theodore from the 65 split and heading northbound from Pritchard to Saraland. Across the Bayway, the Causeway coming into the Eastern Shores. They didn't have an accident there. Just south of I-10 on the 181 near Highway 90, it's been blocking traffic in Baldwin County. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square, your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get details at Special Events Mobile. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 7:54, FM Talk 106.5. Coming up next hour, your chance to turn up your voice at 343-0106, 343-0106. One of the items we'll be talking about is what happened in Saraland last night. It was the day in court, or the evening in court, for Shakeisha Clemens, the woman at the center of the Saraland Waffle House arrest video. She was found guilty of disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. Charges stemming from her viral arrest video from back on April 22nd. Now, let me point out, this is copywritten by our news partners. I would say the charges are actually stemming from what happened, not from the video.
Right, correct.
Right. So Judge Irwin said he wanted to be clear that he's judging that it's guilty because the legal definitions have been met. He says it has nothing to do with the emotions in the case. Cell phone video taken at the Saraland Waffle House, where Saraland police say Clements was drunk, shows her threatening Waffle House employees and her refusal to leave the restaurant. Clements' lawyer says she was just trying to get the corporate phone number. Clements and her supporters want the charges dropped over how she was treated. The group brought petitions with 50,000 signatures to City Hall back on June 19th, demanding the charges be dropped. The judge has ordered a $200 fine plus court costs on the resisting arrest charge, along with a $200 fine for disorderly conduct charge. Clements also sentenced to 10 days in jail, but the days are suspended for 1 year of informal probation. Clements has 14 days to file an appeal if she chooses to do so. It sounds like that's what they're planning to do. The attorney for Shakeisha Clements, Marcus Fox, commented on that, plus commentary here from an activist that was there as well, Tamika Mallory. This audio from last night. First, the attorney, Fox.
Do you disagree with the verdict? As for the question of whether or not the things that we heard here today are undisputed and beyond a reasonable doubt, we disagree with that as well. We have entered an oral notice of appeal. We expect to take this case to the next level and try this before a jury and our peers.
They threw Shakeisha Clements to the ground after derobing her. It was wrong, and there is nothing that you can say that will make us believe anything different. The judge and all those folks who were in that courtroom tonight that lied are wrong.
And there's some of the allegations coming from the defense side. We'll talk more about that coming up next hour right here on Mobile Mornings. Phone number 343-0106, 343-0106. Plus, when we come back from the break, Quinn Hillier's going to join us, wants to talk about Alabamians flooding the phone lines at Senator Doug Jones' office with pro-Kavanaugh messages. We've talked about the fact that there are some national groups coming in, reminding Alabamians to do so. Remember, confirmation proceedings for Kavanaugh will be decided by the Senate. And we have, of course, Richard Shelby, who says yes to confirmation. Doug Jones says he's not sure. We'll talk about that when we get back.